mean, Leon McKeon is owner of the, sorry, Len McKeon is owner of Len McKeon's Tree Service, specialist in tree removal, has worked in that area for 30 years. Len, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
This is just unavoidable, is it? What would cause it?
Well, as you said earlier, with the combination of the wind and the rain, the soil gets compromised. It's like you're putting your hand into a bucket of mud. When it's muddy, your hand slips in and out easier. But when the ground is dry, your hand will grip. So if you had an analogy of the two, the soil is so damp after the rain and then, of course, the wind moving the tree around, you've got this situation where the roots have let go and it's come down.
Would there be any warning at all, any warning signs?
Oh, not really, because obviously in a forested area like Sherbrooke there, I think it's National Park, that area, that those trees, they're monitored. They do their best to try and monitor them. But as you can imagine, when there's thousands of trees, you don't have the resources to pinpoint every single tree. And, of course, in this situation with the wind and the rain, it's just an anomaly. Like, it's, you'd have better chances winning Tats Lotto than being hit by a tree.
But it is surprising how often it seems to happen. Another woman killed last Thursday up in New South Wales. I've known of several cases over the years of it happening. It's just, it's going to continue. There's nothing you can do about it, is there?
Well, the resources you would need to monitor every tree in that situation, it's impossible, yeah, given the cost to be involved in that sort of monitoring. I think the councils do the best they can. They have arborists that do, especially in the areas where they're high traffic and there's a significant target, they do their very best to monitor all those trees. Vic Roads is also do their bit as well. So it's not as though it goes unmanaged.
So somebody would drive along that road at times and check trees occasionally?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are gum trees worse than others?
Sorry, are they...
The gum trees more dangerous than others?
No, I wouldn't say that. Like, there's certain species of trees, like, you know, as the red gums, they tend to drop limbs on a hot day. They're not sure whether it's something to do with the sap flow. But this situation, like, they're huge trees up there. They're a rainforest tree. They grow very quickly. They're a big mass. It's a difficult situation,
So sad, yeah. Thank you very much for your time. Len McKeon's tree service, specialist in tree removal in that area for 30 years. It is just a tragic, awful accident, and you'd think, as he said, you're more likely to win Tats Lotto, but I don't know, it seems to happen regularly. And we got three deaths within a matter of days now.